This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
That's right. I played Elevation again. I was watching in the chat. I'm sure people were going to be complaining about that. Welcome back to MuggleCast Live, 10:30 here on the East Coast. I'm glad Mikey still has some energy.
I'm kind of hungry again, but
it's me, Jamie, Jerry, and Mikey. I almost forgot your name. And JJ Horgan, special guest star here on the show.
I like that.
JJ Horgan is back here. We need to call Micah, because he wanted me to call because he couldn't be here, and he's going to be really upset, so we'll get him in the chat, and then we'll carry on with today's topics at hand here. Anyway, JJ, what did you want to talk about?
Okay.
While the phone's ringing. Actually, wait 1 second. Sorry. If he doesn't answer, this is... I ordered my pizza live on the air.
Hello?
JJ. I ordered my pizza live on the air, JJ. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, I heard talk. That seemed really... I stopped listening.
Oh. Okay. Jeez, and we had Laura Mallory call in and Dumbledore call
in. Hi, this is Micah. I'm not in right...
He's not here. Okay.
Wait. Oh, I was going to say, let's send him a message.
Oh, sorry. He'll call back. I'm sure he'll call back. All right.
Hilarious.
Go ahead, JJ.
All right. Well, I was going to try to be organized and put all this stuff together in some, well-thought-out statements, but that didn't happen, so.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Surprising, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Some Harry Potter questions. Now, for the listeners that don't know about me, J.J. Horgan, I'm definitely a Harry Potter novice, but a casual fan nonetheless, but I have some questions about it, and hopefully your listeners, maybe even you guys, can answer some of my questions. Number one, starting back, Not sequentially, but chronologically, the whole Harry Potter thing happens, right? Because Harry Potter is the boy that lived, his parents get killed, right?
Right.
And when that whole scene takes place, James is the first one to kick it, right? Voldemort gets him first downstairs or something?
Yeah.
And then he comes upstairs to get Lily, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're a wizard. You can pretty much do anything. She's a pretty good wizard, right?
Uh-huh.
And one of the convenient things in your bag of tricks is you can make yourself disappear. You can even grab someone and make them disappear, too. Couldn't we have avoided 7 books about Harry Potter? He just made himself disappear.
You have to think about it.
Come on, somebody's got the answer for that.
Like in magic, like in the real world, there are degrees of sort of professionalism and degrees of ability. And Voldemort is a master of sort of planning and cunning. And there are ways that he knows that other people do not know. For example, in Book 7, he is able to restrict one person using invisible binds due to his magical ability, and because they don't understand the ability that goes into this, they can't get themselves out of his bind. So he, I would assume, would cast a spell on that house to stop Lily and James escaping or doing anything to stop him going through with his plan. He's a psychopath.
Oh, so it can just be explained like that. He's a psychopath.
He's a psychopath, and he kills people.
Maybe they should put that in, the end notes or something, because...
she's already said he is a psychopath.
Yeah, but
so he can stop people from apparating just at will.
I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can do. He can make Hogwarts shake.
But
anyone who can do that is a master in my book, a maestro.
And to apparate, you need to really be focused on where you're going, right?
Yeah, but I mean, how many times did we see even in after the wedding where people are apparating left and right? I mean, how focused could they have been when the Death Eaters are coming? I mean, people do it.
That's
constantly.
True. I was going to say, because...
It's a panic reflex, they can't do it as well, surely.
Well, yeah, but
they
could have been all panicking at the wedding, too, I guess, what JJ's trying to say. But, I mean, but say you're looking Voldemort right into the eye. You can't possibly apparate away from that. You want to, but...
Well, she tries to keep the door locked, right? Didn't they say in passing she does something to the door? And he just kind of laughs that off like a joke?
I don't remember that specifically.
Yes,
but...
yes, he did. They she put a load of books, bookcase and stuff in front of the door, and he blasted.
Maybe she should have concentrated her efforts on apparating.
Well,
what she should have done is hid behind the door with a frying pan, because although Voldemort is highly...
A frying pan?
Not, yeah, he's not telepathic. She could have hit him over the head. She could have got him in a headlock and, you know, done something to him. There are other ways to beat
a
magic.
She has a wand and you say she should get a frying pan?
No, she can't duel him on magical ability, so she has to find another way. Perhaps she could...
Oh, yeah.
So maybe she should have kicked him,
in the
you know, in the little Voldemort?
In the little Voldemort? What is that? God.
That's funny.
I hear what you're saying, Jamie, but in one breath you just said that you know, he can stop people from apparating just because he's a psychopath, but she should have gotten a frying pan.
You don't know the forcefulness behind a woman with a frying pan. Not that I know, but...
okay.
Yeah.
It must be a British thing.
What, a frying pan?
Definitely a British thing.
So, what else...
your bacon, sir?
I don't know, Andrew. Perhaps a caller would like to call in and talk about that. I think I've unearthed something pretty significant.
Okay, well, let's see if someone... Here, we have a call right here. Michelle, do you have anything to add to this discussion?
Hi, Michelle.
She's speechless. Okay, let's try someone else.
Me, Michelle.
Oh, someone called JJ. Well, we have two JJs here. JJ.
Holy cow, you guys picked up. Hang on. Let me mute my thingy.
Okay, thank you. Concerned caller.
All right,
JJ,
can you guys hear me?
Yeah, JJ, let me introduce you to JJ.
Hey.
Were you listening to the discussion at hand?
Yeah, about the frying pan, about the wand and the frying pan.
Best of the 10 hours.
Say that again, JJ. Capella. Repeat.
I was just noting that he probably wanted to compliment you guys on this being the best part of the 10.5 hours so far.
I'm
riveting once again.
Well, it is riveting, I'll tell you that. So go ahead, JJ caller.
Which JJ are you talking about now,
you,
Andrew?
I'll refer to you as JJ.
JJ 1.
I'll refer to you as the real JJ. Go ahead.
Well, I'm actually kind of surprised you guys picked up, because this is officially my second time on the show, because way back when you guys picked up, I'm from Alpharetta. You know?
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Yeah, right.
Not really, but it's cool.
No, I remember it. Really.
Okay, so like I was listening at the very beginning of the morning, and then I finally got back from my audition all day, and I wanted to ask you, Andrew, have you guys talked about Steve Jobs reducing the iPhone by
$200? No, wait a second. We're on the...
Wait. I can't talk about Apple products.
I had to ask it, Andrew, so I'm so sorry. I had to ask it.
There's no reason to... fret, because Steve Jobs handed me $100 the other day.
There you go. There you go.
2 days, so I was very happy about that. But do you want to add to this discussion we're talking about right now? Do you have anything to add?
Sure. I'll add. Okay. Give me a little recap again. Sorry, I'm so excited to be on the show. Give me a little 20-second recap.
Well, basically, JJ is saying that Lily could have just apparated. Or sorry, the first JJ is saying Lily could have just apparated. When Voldemort came up to kill her and Harry. Would you agree with this, or what?
Well, would she have taken her kid? Like, would she have taken Harry with her?
Well, you would assume so.
Okay.
Well done.
I would have done it. Sorry, dude. If I had the chance of, like, operating out of my own house with my own kid, like, as a girl, I would have done it.
No, but we're saying, why didn't she?
Why didn't she? Maybe she just felt really compelled to stand her ground because the guy just murdered her husband? I don't know.
That is a good answer, yeah. Plus, it's her house that Voldemort's in, you know?
I mean, maybe she was just like, dude, this is my area. Get the heck out of my house, you know? You can't do this. You just can't walk into my house and try to kill my son without putting up with me first.
Fair point. Rebuttal?
There you go.
JJ1?
No, that's pretty legit.
Okay.
that's a better answer than the frying pan.
Definitely.
Very well thought out, JJ.
Well, why would Harry have a frying pan in his bedroom, JJ1?
Point number two. No, that was for that point.
Guys, come on! I know why. We all know
that point was risen by Jamie. Actually,
sorry, Jamie.
He has a frying pan in his room. It's all like bacon.
An ornamental frying pan.
I think it's extremely a bit sort of closed-minded to ask why he wouldn't. You should be asking why he would. He could very well have one because something happened as a child, even though he was a child, and he liked frying pans for some reason. Or he was okay, I can't think of anything.
Okay, Jamie, I can play devil's advocate and think on this one with you. Okay, do you want to hear my little rebuttal? Okay.
You have good audio, whereas Jamie is like incapable of consistently loud audio.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well,
it for me, and I can't do anything about it.
Okay, well, to help your theory with the frying pan, Jamie, I'm reading this book right now, Like Water for Chocolate, Laura Esquivel, I think that's how she pronounced her name. Well, anyways, in the book, like, the little baby, well, the baby in this book, to, like, stay with her real mother, Tita, the main character, has to have a frying pan with food in her bedroom to, like, get her used to her mother.
That is so true. That's exactly what happened in Harry Potter as well.
Okay, well, that's just silly.
Silly, Andrew, silly. Are you denouncing someone else's carefully written book? It's silly.
Well, thank you, JJ, for calling in.
No problem, Andrew. Pleasure to be on the show, as always.
Thank you. Well, you Andrew win, says, as always. As always. Just kidding.
Bye, dude.
Bye.
Bye. I like that person.
What were you saying, JJ1?
Just reminding all the callers to vote Andrew Sims in the sixth movie.
Okay.
Andrew Sims for the sixth
movie. Oh, yeah. How's that poll going? How far down am I?
Oh, yeah. Let's check it out. Jamie's winning. I'm in second place. Mikey's in third, and Ben's got a close fourth.
Whoa, you mean I'm actually a Ben? That surprises me.
Yeah.
Can I throw out another question here?
Yeah, go ahead, and Chloe's on the line now. I think she would be a good person to fight, and
Chloe can, hi, Chloe. Hi.
Oh, and we lost the connection. I'll call her back, but go ahead, explain.
Well, Chloe can maybe get on it when you pick this back up, but I'll pose this, and it's probably something you've been posed before, but let's assume that because of your massive Harry Potter hand, that you can get you and all your buddies into the next movie.
Why do you keep bringing this up?
What part do you want to play?
This
is a good question for a Harry Potter fan. If you could be in the movie, where would you see yourself?
No, I wouldn't.
Will.
Honestly, that's kind of a good question. If we were to
next
be in the Harry Potter movies.
Hi, I'm actually calling to be part of the discussion tonight.
Okay, well, hold on 1 second. This is actually a good question. If we were all offered a part in the movie, which part would we take?
One at a time now.
I
want to be part of the Order. That's what I really would want.
Yeah.
You have a specific character in mind?
Yeah.
No, not, well, if I had to be a specific character, I want to be Harry. But
Come on, let's be realistic.
No, realistic. I would just like to be a member, an Order member. Like, you know, we saw some, you know, random characters, you know, fighting or whatever. Or just a student in the DA, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Who is Nightingale? You know what I mean? Like, give me a random character, Mikey B. Who knows? I would love to just have a wand and be like, stick it to the man. Stick it to, you know, the Death Eaters.
A lot of people in the chat are saying Jamie would be great for Teddy Lupin, but that's not...
I don't think that would work.
Yeah.
I think Alex would be a great Teddy Lupin.
Yeah.
So that would be good.
Alex Carpenter from the Remus Lupin there would be a perfect Teddy Lupin. Just, you know, just a quick pant out of him making out with some girl. He would hate that.
He's I'm going to be lame people. And say if I had to pick... God, I can't think of what other role I'd be able to do it besides, like, Harry. Like, I couldn't be, like, Hagrid or Dumbledore. But, I mean, at my age... Well, I guess if... Okay.
Could be a young Dumbledore.
Don't forget there's a
young Dumbledore in the seventh book.
Okay, that's true. I'll say young.
Or Dumbledore's buddy that he duels with. There's that guy that, with a G that he killed.
Grindelwald?
Hey, Grindelwald doesn't kill, but yeah.
You'd make a great Grindelwald.
Oh, I would love to be a Grindelwald. That'd be so cool to be a young Grindelwald.
Huh? See? You don't even think about teenage.
I don't even think about it. Wow. can I be a young Kingsley Shacklebolt? I love Shacklebolt. I'm sorry, guys.
Shacklebolt.
Samuel
Jackson.
Somebody said Andrew for director. I think I'll take that instead.
Andrew,
Andrew for Ariana Dumbledore.
What do you think, Andrew? Slughorn for me?
Slughorn would be good. I would also put you in the Hagrid category.
Oh, that's a compliment.
No. I'm just saying. I think you'd... Never mind. Slughorn would be great for you.
Hagrid's kind of a giant. I think Slughorn's just like a big... giant waste of space.
Well, so what you're calling
mess of a man. I think I can play that really well.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I don't have visions of grandeur like other people.
Brandon just IM'd me. He said I should be Harry Potter. He's still set on the fact that I have the Harry accent, which I don't understand.
Oh.
But thanks, Brandon.
I'm Harry Potter.
Yeah. Okay, so another thing. Go ahead, Jamie.
I was going to say, Mikey, someone in the chat room said that Mikey B should play Mikey B. Apparently, there's a character I missed.
Wow.
Mikey B. Yeah.
You missed that?
I heard he was badass, dude, but I can't remember him.
You know, because this is what happened. Is his wand work is just so fast. He's Mikey B. His wand work is just like around. Like you guys are totally missing me. Like my arms are flailing. I'm making sound effects right now. It'd be so amazing, like to have a Mikey B character. I'm sorry.
I don't think you'd use your wand. I think you just talk to Voldemort. He'd try and kill you, and you'd be like, dude. Okay.
Dude, seriously, relax.
What are we
chill.
Doing here, guys?
What are we doing? Yeah, you know, I would use. respond to you, because again, I'm not a fighter. Like, I'm a lover, like, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'm Voldemort. I'm like me. I'm Voldy M.
Okay, well, let's get back to the...
Voldy M, really?
Sorry, Andrew. One more burning topic, JJ. Then we'll move on.
I just want to say, personally, I'd want to be any character that gets to make out with Rupert Grint, but that might just be me.
Oh my god, yeah.
I want to be Laugh Laugh, guys. I want to be Laugh Laugh. Really. Laugh Laugh.
Yeah, I had some friends who were like, yeah, you should totally go with that.
Alright, so JJ?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's me. I forget.
Yeah.
Shocked with my comment.
Alright, I actually did come up with a couple things, but all right, here's something weird. Harry meets the Weasleys right in book one.
Mm-hmm.
They completely random upon him, and like he goes back to their house and stuff. And they're never like, you probably talked about this in an old episode of MuggleCast. How come they're not like, hey, we did know your parents. We were in an order with them. We used to hang out. They're like, it's like kind of like they're meeting him for the first time. They don't know anything about him, and they never, you know, bring up the fact that they used to really like hanging out with their parents. Kind of random. Amy Frying Pan, something you got to say about that?
Yes, I do believe that they're such nice people, they would not dare to bring up such an emotional subject straight away and would rather keep it quiet.
Actually, a lot of people are bringing up the point that they weren't in the order at first.
Yeah, they come in
the second time around.
Yeah, they were in the order the first time around.
They weren't good enough. But then there's plot holes because they show pictures. Like in the sixth or seventh book, there's a picture, right? That in Sirius's house that he finds, the Weasleys are in it somewhere. Somebody gives him a picture.
That's true, isn't it?
There's a picture with the Weasleys in it, and if I have to go upstairs and find the book, help me, I will.
The Pruitts. Pruitts in it?
You can't take those pictures as anything more than nice illustrations.
Well, yeah,
I don't mean an actual picture in the book. I mean, they reference having a picture.
It's great.
Oh,
in the
Are they really? Are you sure
Make that up?
A lot of people are saying
that they weren't in there, but Molly's brother isn't there. Somebody's brother is in there.
Oh, okay.
Some relation is with me.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Check it.
Not too accurate about that.
It was a good test, though. Well done.
Yeah.
So was I wrong?
I think you were wrong, yes.
I'm going to prove myself right. That's my goal before you're done in the next hour.
Okay. all right, well, let's take some other callers now, because people are still...
I think you guys have seen enough of me for one night.
Yeah, we have Chloe. All I want is your ticket.
I know. Actually, I'm dealing
with... Actually, use it.
Remember, I'll take... No, I'm not using you. I'm just saying. If you want to offer me your ticket, that's cool. And
yeah,
cool.
I'm dealing with some moral issues with that right now. My mom's trying to get me to donate it to charity, so...
Donate it to charity? How about the charity of Andrew Sims?
The Andrew Sims charity.
Yeah.
The worthy call.
Donate it to me. Okay, well, thank you for calling, Chloe.
Definitely.
And we'll talk to you...
Before I go...
Shout out to who?
Well, you know this person now, so I have to.
Okay.
I've been talking to her for the entire time. Sam Friedman. She's,
oh, Jesus.
She's just like, God, when are you going to mention me? So it's about time.
Well, she's at work right now, so unfortunately...
Yeah, lucky her.
Yeah.
all right, cool. So have a good night. I'm turning in.
All right, good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Before we move on, I haven't named the vegetable for this hour, so the vegetable for this hour are peas.
Peas? Mm. Okay.
Snow peas or normal peas?
Your choice, really. I'm easy.
Nora, you're on MuggleCast Live. What's up?
Hi.
How you doing?
Let me mute my thing.
Thank you.
Okay. So I have a message for you guys from my good friend Elsie, who's not allowed to have Skype.
Okay.
And she wants to say... she wants to thank you guys for MuggleCast and for PicklePack because she's made a lot of good friends through it. And Andrew, she wants to know if you have another Wizard Rock single coming out.
Okay. Hold on. Hi. Hey, how you doing? Anyway, I don't have any more Wizard Rock singles coming out. That's something that not working on right now. I appreciate your interest, however, I not working on any right now.
Okay.
However, since JJ's on the line, I will say he's written up some new lyrics for me. They're a little too inappropriate for public release, though.
I can imagine they are.
Yeah.
Can I say them?
yeah, I'd love to show them to you. but
Right. And I have another question. For Pickle Pack, since just about everyone has had a day switch so far, are you guys ever gonna change the links on the sidebar?
Yeah, we're gonna work on that. I got an email encoder.
Okay, because we've been getting really confused lately.
Oh. Okay. And, well, yeah. Sorry about that.
It's okay. And we also want to say that you guys should go to Portis because that's where all the fun's gonna be this summer.
I'm probably gonna be there.
So you should definitely go to Portis. There are gonna be a bunch of us there, and.
Yeah. Well, there's. I'm sure there will be a lot of people there.
Be afraid, Andrew.
Right.
Mostly, lots of vultures. So.
We actually have a very big MuggleCast fan who listens to or who works for Portis Prophecy and all that. So, yeah, well, you know, we'll
the
see.
The person who you're trying to reach is currently not available. Please leave a message after
Alyssa,
the beep.
My friend Alyssa, whose Skype name is Rain, R-A-Y-N-E-05, she lives in Norway, and it's really late there, and she's sick, and she's been staying up all night calling you guys, and she really, really wants to talk to you guys.
Aww.
So if you see her call and you can answer, she would love it. She's the Alyssa that they had Jamie say I love you to.
Okay. Well, what's her Skype name? What's her Skype name?
Rain, R-A-Y-N-E-05.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Oops, I cut her off. Man, I'm so bad at this.
The button. Guess what I'm eating, guys?
It's too easy. Darn, now I lost her name. Let's take another call here. Let's see who's calling. Casey Carter. Casey Carter, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I've been calling since 12, and
wow.
I'm excited.
Oh, well, thank you for waiting.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Not much. Just hanging out. I've kind of had a question for a while, though.
For what?
I've had a question for a while that I've been wanting to ask.
Okay. Darn it. Sorry about that. I screwed up. Continue.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. Sorry, try one more time. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
I'm trying to get Laura back in, and it keeps putting everyone else on hold while I put everyone in here. So, okay, go ahead. I'm listening now.
I was just, I wanted to ask a question. What you guys thought.
Okay.
What do you think, that Snape would have been nicer to Lily and James's child if they had had a girl that looked just like Lily?
Whoa. That brings up a whole lot of weird.
Well, that's interesting because, I mean, what would the girl thing... I see what Mikey's thinking, but...
Well, come on, like, I don't think so. I think, you know, he would... I don't know, maybe.
You could make exactly the same story with a female lead. Harry could have been Harriet. I mean...
Yeah, but see, the problem is, though, the reason he hates Harry so much is because it's always a constant reminder that he lost to James because he looks so much like James.
Right.
Mm. But if it looked like Lily, you think how much he cared about Lily and kind of like... You know, I think Jamie said it best when he was talking about, like, it was kind of weird, you know, him, like, sitting in the bushes looking at Lily, you know, spying on it. Can you imagine having, like, a little Lily running around at him being a teacher for? I think it would just be awkward and kind of gross, but maybe my mind is just that set up that way.
The thing is, though, Harry has Lily's eyes, so wouldn't that be the same thing as Harry being a girl and looking like Lily? Because he does look like Lily. He has Lily's eyes. Not exactly, but would a female Harry look like Lily either?
I think I don't know.
He looked more like his father, and they made a big deal about that, and Snape really hated his father, right?
Yeah.
So, hence
that's true.
Being more accurate, like they clearly say he looked more like his father.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what my point is. Like, he hates Harry because it's a constant reminder of how much him and James fought. And it's always the joke, you know, they always say, like, I thought you could have put this behind you, Severus, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. But
I agree on that, but I'd say it's also, he also hates Harry because Harry's the reason the woman he loves is dead as well, basically.
Yeah, but, like, honestly, if the lead in Harry Potter, instead of it being Harry, the guy Harry we know that looked like James with Lily's eyes and was a Lily lookalike with, you know, with James's eyes, like, even though because it looks so much like Lily, I think it'd be a constant reminder and he'd resent that. But I don't think he'd be able to bring himself to actually treat him the way treat her the way he treated Harry because. It wasn't the body of somebody he hated. It was somebody that he loved. You know what I mean? Like, he hated James. And because he hated James, it was so easy to hate Harry. Even though when he looked at Harry, he was still able to see Lily. If he looked at, you know, a female Harry and he saw Lily, even though he would hate it because of James and, you know, maybe this is the reason that Lily died, I don't think he'd ever bring himself to really hate a female Harry as much as he'd hate, you know, the male Harry. So
I guess that's a good point.
Yeah.
And again, it's not being like, you know, double standards, like it's a boy or girl. I think it's just the way, because Snape is a guy.
Yeah.
Now, if you put like a female character there as the teacher and it was a girl, then it's because there's no of that animosity of loving the character that it looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's – then it would work. But since Snape was a guy and a female Harry would look just like the person that he loved, even though, yes, it's – you know, 20 years younger and all that, you know, stuff, it would still remind him of, like, his past when he was a little kid in love with her. And even if, you know, when I said that's kind of gross, even if nothing like that happened, I don't think he'd bring himself to be a complete jerk to a female Harry like he was a male Harry.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so. Fair point. Well, thank you, Casey, for calling in.
Could I just give a shout-out?
Of course.
I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone in the AIM chat. They're all telling me to. And
okay.
People are asking, what's Jamie's favorite Pokemon?
Charizard.
Charizard was very cool, but I think this is an extremely tough question that should really require hours and hours of analytical thought discussion and involved arguing. But as
Squirtle.
A memory answer, well, Squirtle was a bit weak and a bit sort of poncy, but actually that's not true. He was very, very cool, and he evolved into a beast. But I liked Mew a lot, I must say, just because he sort of epitomized, you know, innocence and goodness and all that kind of thing. And I loved the battle between Mew and Mewtwo. However, I think my absolute favorite would have to be Lugia, who is known as the Guardian of the Sea. I'm not sad, by the way. I just know this stuff. Who was known as the Guardian of the Sea. He was in Pokemon the Movie 2000, and he was so powerful, he had to swim on the ocean's floor to stop his immense power.
What a dork, what a dork, what a dork.
World.
Hey,
Andrew,
Jamie.
What movie have you seen recently? Hairspray. Yeah,
I'm a big fan of Hairspray. It's
a big fan
of Pokemon.
Hey.
Oh, really? Well,
Guys.
Okay, cool. That's cool, I guess.
What guys, movie? I need to give a shout-out. And the only reason
okay,
I give
thank
a
you, Casey, for calling.
I need to give a shout-out.
Yeah.
I went to the Spot chat room, guys. I went to the Spot chat room, the SP under lowercase OT chat room.
Uh-huh.
And I have to give a big shout out to them because someone wrote there, Boom Shakalaka. Give it up for bringing Boom Shakalaka back. I'm going to start saying Boom Shakalaka, really? It's like, Boom Shakalaka! Mike B says Boom Shakalaka!
Thank God you
awesome
have energy.
Emails yet. Mike, have you
hey, I just, you know
yet?
What? Leslie just brought me some watermelon. And
ooh.
You guys don't know, Leslie's my girlfriend. She's here with me. And she brought me some watermelon. And watermelon is pretty tasty, I must say. And come on. Boom shakalaka.
Mikey, have you had any emails with Mikey Beam?
Yeah, I got a few. Seriously, send your Mikey B emails, people. Wait, what? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was talking.
Have they been done before, or are they any original ones?
No, there is one. I sent you one on Skype, or a link to one, where this person is, like, singing in harmony, and it's like, Mikey B, or Mikey, and then all of a sudden goes, B.
Once they put me.
Oh, yeah. Melanie, hi. You're live on the show.
Hey.
Hi, Melanie.
Hey, how
hi.
You doing?
Mikey and Jerry, what's up?
Now, wait a second. Jerry addressed Melanie as Mel, meaning that I think they know each other.
No, we don't.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, we don't.
Well, hi, anyway, hi.
Hey, Mel. Hey, nickname.
It's South Jersey Melanie.
Yeah, I know. I really get offended. People are like,
hey.
Remember me? Yeah, I remember you. Why wouldn't I? Like, Melanie, she said that last time I met you. Where
are
we?
Melanie was one of the first people to see my tattoo done.
Why? Was she in California?
She was at California. She was at the Remus Lupin show that night.
Why were you in California? How did you end up
actually,
there?
No, I got my...
What? No. My friend Grace, she invited me to California with her, and then we weren't doing anything that night. And we're like, oh, look, Alex is playing a show. So we went and we saw the show. It was fun.
That planned for months.
Wait, that was the night I played... Melanie, that was the night I played saxophone with the Remus Lupins, right?
Yeah,
I played saxophone with them. Okay.
Mikey just wanted to throw in there that he
I kind of did. I'm sorry.
That was the night I closed that billion-dollar deal and made £5 billion.
I did that thing with those
that
prestigious
people. That thing with the
people,
rock and roll
right?
Man, you know, yeah. What can I say?
Not named
rock and roll.
Okay.
But, I mean, Andrew, I was so confused you recognized me because I looked so different. I mean, I was wearing pajamas, and I had Rita's sunglasses on, and I had...
Was that a prop? Okay, stop hitting the numbers on your phone. What was that, prophecy?
Yeah, it was the pajama contest.
Right, right. Yeah, why wouldn't I write... If I know someone, I know someone. Like, I recognize their facial features and their physical attributes, stuff like that. So, yeah, okay, so why'd you call in today?
I've no idea.
Okay,
I kept telling Mikey I would listen to MuggleCast again, and I hadn't actually done it. And
again? Meaning you stopped?
What? Jen? No, Jen didn't make me stop.
No, I said again. Oh. Whatever, never mind. I'm confused.
I thought you said, I'm sorry, my brother and my friend are laughing hysterically in the room, and I really don't want to say why they're laughing, so...
Oh, okay.
But, no, stop. No, but, oh, no, I just got busy and stuff, and things got crazy, so, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Thank you for calling.
Hi to Chloe and Jackie, by the way.
Yeah, shout out, woo! I'm just messing with you because I know
Oh,
you.
And Icky, if she's listening still.
Okay.
Yeah, Icky.
Hi.
Yeah, see, Jerry, you do know these people. Thanks for calling in, Molly.
I know.
She did name drop Rita, the lovely Rita, my Facebook wife.
Oh, is that Rita Gill we're talking about?
Yeah.
Your Facebook.
Why? Jamie, remember when you and I used to be in a relationship on Facebook?
Oh, I do, yes.
Have I been in a relationship with you, Jamie, on Facebook?
I only bring that up because there's rumors in the Ustream chat right now that Jamie and I have something going on.
Jamboo.
Allison, hi. Allison, hi. You're live on MuggleCast. What's going on?
Hold on, let me turn off my
Thank you. Thank you. I love all these concerned people.
Can I just say, I'm extremely concerned that in this chat, I'm the girlfriend. I'm the female in this relationship.
That Wait, is Jamie, since when did Jamie become a female? JJ, what do you think? Who's the girl in this relationship?
It's clearly Andrew, isn't it?
Who wears the trousers?
Well, come on, guys.
Why are you deferring to me?
Andrew is the one that liked hairspray how many times?
Because I know you'll side with me, JJ.
Yeah, I think we both need to look into our closets to see who owns more sweater vests. Therein lies your answers, right, Jamie?
Yes, I agree.
Well, I'll say right now, I did buy one last week. Bought a new one last week.
I think the chat is a bit torn. I'm not joking.
I admit to it. I bought a sweater vest. I like the sweater vest.
It takes the person to be able to pull off the sweater vest.
It must look amazing on you, Andrew.
Oh, thank you, Allison. So anyway, what are you calling in about today?
Well, I really wanted to be on MuggleCast because it's been, like, kind of my life stream since I've saw it, found it.
Really?
Since you were born.
That's awesome.
I love it a lot.
Oh, good. Glad to hear you enjoy it.
And so...
Oh, God damn it. I am really going crazy right now. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get Laura in this conversation. I just put everyone on hold and hung up on the caller. So... That
girl,
was great.
The next poll will be, who's the girl, Jamie or Andrew?
Who's more... That's a good poll question.
Who's more of a... Yeah. Who's the girl in the relationship?
Who's the girl, Jamie or Andrew? Okay. Poll.
Let me try to get this caller back. I feel bad
If I was in this contest, I would be the man no matter what. If it was like Jamie or Ant. Okay, I'm stopping.
Yeah, I actually don't think you would. Here's someone who... Karen.
Hi.
How you doing?
Karen's amazing. Karen's on my desktop wallpaper.
What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, are you excited to be on or something?
Sounds like there's only one person there.
Hey, this is Karen and Diana.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing today?
Hi. Oh, wait, I turned it off so that we can't hear them.
You hear us now?
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, this is Karen from the MuggleCast fan forums.
What's going on?
Oh, wait, we've been trying all day.
Yeah.
What?
They've been trying all day.
Oh, you've been trying all day. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad you got through. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
We never really planned it.
Anything you want. Anything that's on your mind.
Wait, it's Jerry here.
Who?
I am.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, hi. I've been talking to you on Facebook for, like, the past day.
Can I just say, Karen rocks. She designed a super amazing wallpaper for Fandom Forecast. So, lots of love to Karen.
Aww.
Very cool.
Okay.
Karen, you're just the best.
Using it right now.
All right, well, Karen, You fail. You don't have a question. So we're going to try to take some other calls.
Don't say that.
I mean that nicely.
Karen, truthfully, don't worry. Andrew fails at life. We know he hasn't have one ready. So
Andrew, can we give her a question?
Yeah,
can we give her a question?
Good question. I mean, good question about the question.
All right, Karen, you with me?
Yeah.
You're breathing, you and your friend? Awesome. Right, we're okay. All right, here's a thinker for you. In the epilogue, we find out that Harry and Ginny get married, yes? And they have a kid, and the kid's named Albus Severus. They can throw out some respect for Albus and Severus, but they don't give a shout-out to the brother of Ginny who died. Any explanation for that? They don't give a Fred name?
Well, because George would have named his kid Fred.
They also forgot about Sirius.
True.
Yeah, I mean, you can't name everyone. I mean, what about Cedric?
Yeah, but Severus was a jerk.
And it's already confusing enough.
But
they're
awesome.
Guys,
Severus was just some weirdo perv that liked Lily. Right?
Guys, they can have whatever names they want. They can be, you know, Wolf, Rick, all these different names. It wouldn't matter. You know why? Because they're Harry Potter's son and daughter. Do you realize, like, that automatically makes you cool? Like, you just be like, oh my gosh, you're like Harry Potter.
Mikey, that completely goes against what Dumbledore would say. As Ben, I can't do it as well as Ben, but it is our choices. So, you know, you can't be cool just because you're Harry Potter's son. If you're awesome, then being Harry Potter's son just increases that awesomeness. But innate awesomeness from being someone's child is...
Are you less awesome if your name is Fred?
Well, I don't know. Like, let's say, my name is Mikey, and I've taken it to where I'm Mikey.
Yeah, that has to have been working against you your whole life.
You can raise it up, but like, that's been my whole life. I've been working on getting the Mikey B all the way up.
Mikey,
there. And yeah,
you gotta. I think people have to earn the sort of ability to say me. You know, they need to. You can't just come out with it. You can't. You have to be invited into the fraternity, and then perhaps after years and years of, you know, celibacy Heartbreak, and self-worship, yeah. And then you might be able to go, ming, and then you get stopped, and then after 20 more years, you can go, ming, ming.
All right, well, thank you, Karen, okay. For calling in. Thanks, Karen.
You don't fail. You don't fail.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. You don't fail. Let's take a quick break, get two people in here. And then we will be right back. A lot of people are requesting Spice Girls, If You Want to Be My Lover. This is it.
Is that an appropriate song?
Yeah.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting. You gotta make it last forever. Somebody down the wine, it's all around. Somebody down the
Cast, Muggle Cast Live, Muggle Cast Live, Cast Live, Cast Live. We're back.
That was really, really cool.
Everyone's more pumped than ever, and two people are back with us now: Alex and Alex of the Remus Lupins, and Brandon, that that random guy. He's part of the Remus Lupins. No, you know what I'm saying.
Thank you.
I'm quoting the newspaper article.
Brandon is homeboy of the Remus.
Our homeboy.
Homeboy. That's homeboy. It. I forgot.
Andrew, I think we should point out now that we're in the last 50 minutes of the 12.
Hey, what was the last? So what was the last vegetable?
Yeah, name the last one. Or is there still one more? I'm confused.
No. The last one is the one
I'm talking
about now. Huh?
Snow peas.
Was it snow peas?
Snow peas
are the last one?
Yeah.
What is peas was? I think Brandon's making it different.
No, I said snow peas. I said snow peas.
Snow peas.
Okay, fine. The final one is snow peas. There you go. People are 12 hours now. 12 lovely and delightful vegetables. And
so everyone has to email.
No. 8, 8, and 8. 16 seconds difference.
Oh.
Mikey. 16 second difference between the two. The first place and second place. Yeah.
Okay. Well, congrats to them. Get their Skype name, and then maybe we'll get them on the show or something.
Yeah, well, here's her email.
Okay, well,
email her. Guy.
Figure it out. Okay. JJ, you actually had an interesting question to pose to the panel here?
I did. I'm just trying to think how to word this. All right. We'll go to Mikey with this first.
Okay.
All right, Mikey. You look in your bat belt, and you happen to find a vial of Polyjuice Potion. All right? You're in the Harry Potter world.
All right.
Who do you become in order to hook up with the Harry Potter person of your dreams?
To hook up with the Harry Potter person of my dreams?
Who are you stepping in as?
Ooh, see, that's the problem. Like,
you a Hermione guy? You a Luna guy? You strike me as a Luna guy.
No, I'm a Ginny guy. I'm a Ginny guy, but the thing is, if I could be anybody in Harry Potter, like that I can impersonate...
Yeah, but you're using it for your own...
For my own nefarious means to... Yeah. Well... I'm sorry. It would have to be. I'd have to impersonate Harry to. I'm a Harry Ginny person. I'm a Ginny fan.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but if I could be anybody, I'd probably want to be like, just like Hagrid, walk around because like everybody loves Hagrid and like he's
so
big.
Like that like 7 foot, 8 foot chick that he hooked up with in the fourth movie.
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's
not,
what
not, not at all. But like,
by
if
all
I could just be anybody
hot.
To like.
That's what Mike.
If I could just be anybody to like walk around as, it kind of, like, dude, Hagrid's like the coolest around because no one can own up to him. Come on, he didn't die. Like he should have died like 100 times in the last book, but he didn't. Why?
Because
he's just like part giant. He's awesome.
All right, Andy.
Hey,
how about
do you think?
Go ahead, Alex.
Right. I was going to say, just what about Chewbacca? I mean,
Chewie's a Wookiee, though.
We had this discussion last night, sorry.
Okay.
I was defending Hagrid, and Mikey was defending Chewbacca, so I just wanted to point that out.
It's Chewbacca. All right, I'm stopping.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, you guys. That's off
topic. Okay. Jeez. Oh, man. All right, I'm going to... Now I feel like this is inappropriate for the show, but I don't know.
Hour 10, hour 11.
Hour 12, dude. I would have to say Harry as well.
You're a Ginny guy too.
Yeah, because I can't think of any other relationship. I can't think of any other Harry Potter character.
You Cedric, can... and there's the
Cho. Oh, the Cho. Yeah, but that's not current. And plus Cedric is dead, so
he's dead.
You could be Lupin if you're a Tonks guy. Come on, get it together.
Yeah, but.
Maybe. Yeah, but that's still... it's still Ginny.
I like Tonks in the movie.
Come on. Giant weirdos.
Yeah, I don't want to turn into a
weirdo. Lupin's pretty boring. I don't know about Lupin.
Yeah, Brandon, who would you transform into?
You're asking a very good question, and I would actually go for Samwise Gamgee. If I could be...
He's
okay.
Not...
Yes! He is Samwise.
Oh, my God. Okay.
This is turning really bad. Let's continue.
And Alex?
Are we in Harry Potter? I forgot, because we keep talking about other things.
No, we are sorry. Still in Harry Potter.
Lupin's lame, so not...
Lupin's, what would you be?
Yeah. I sort of saw
what would you
coming.
Be, Alex and the Lupin's Lupin's? What would you be in any book, Alex
here we go.
Lupin's?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? I would turn into Tonks, so I could keep up with Lupin. He's so awesome!
Alex, you would turn into Tonks to hook up with yourself. That is awesome. I bow down to you. Not worthy. That's great.
That's
understandable. I think
though.
Obviously Ginny's awesome. How can you not want Ginny?
Although, yeah. Well,
I like Luna. So maybe I turn into Neville.
Before you said Ginny, though, I was going to say I've been reading blogs and things would suggest otherwise, but I guess that's not the case now, so. Just me? Just me?
What?
Just kidding.
Let's let that go.
Just kidding. Anyway, what were you saying, JJ?
Did Jamie have an answer for that?
Oh, yeah, Jamie would.
Jamie wants to be Mr. Weasley?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Molly fills me with joy.
Oh, no, true.
I would be Ron because Hermione.
Yeah.
I think Hermione's a fiend.
Jamie, a lot of people are requesting in the chat that you start singing. Everyone thinks
it's
you deserve...
It's not going to happen.
Do it.
It's just not going to happen. May as well give up now. it's too late. Too late.
Well, you're saying that like 8 hours ago, even when it wasn't too late, so...
I really, Andrew, I don't think I was.
Yes, you were.
No, but Jamie, it's
I'm in the U.S. So
we had this... We had a discussion earlier today about the singing thing, and you said you would never sing, and I said, fair point.
Yes.
I'm with you on this.
But he sang that song, like, really, like... quietly as a joke, and he didn't realize he was actually singing, so he did sing.
Which the talkback is blowing up, you guys.
Yeah,
like,
you promised, Jamie. You promised. You promised. John Noe, you promised. John Noe.
Sing. Do it. Sing. LOL, sing.
You're promised.
I'm lost. What does that have to do with John Noe?
Well.
I don't know, I'm just reading the talkback.
Oh.
Aye.
Yeah. The chat's pretty crazy right now.
It's giving
me a headache.
It's giving me a headache, too. Yeah, that's not the whole thing. So
you should sing. I did it my way because you made it all 12 hours, but you did it your way to get through. You left at times, came back.
We do actually have one song that Jamie requested for the very end, but I guess we won't spoil it now.
Yeah, don't.
That's the one song that's prepared for this whole.
Not that it takes away to.
Alex, we were playing some of your Wizard Rock over break. Did you see that?
I listened to the whole show, man. I didn't ever leave.
No. I mean, this past break, like 20 minutes ago, before we got you in here. We were playing Snape.
Oh yeah, I got a lot of IMs. People were very excited.
Cool.
See,
I'm telling you guys, you need to record a live album. That'd be awesome. I know it'd be hard, but it would be awesome. It'd be very cool.
I was actually thinking we might do that. We might do something like that.
I think it should be a live DVD.
Yeah, a live show DVD. We can film it and everything. And
there you go. I'd be down for that. As long as
you guys come out and sing on "Looking for Trouble."
Oh, of course. Actually, can we just cut in a YouTube clip? Because there's plenty of those.
Sure.
that'd be fun.
Don't forget that.
And on Facebook.
Jalex. That's amazing.
So, okay, we got 40 minutes left to go. What do you guys want to do? Because obviously we haven't looked at the schedule for a while.
I have to say, I've been coming in and out of this, the chat, the talkback thing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do a shout out. But I'm going to do a shout out to the people who've been in this talkback for the last 12 hours.
Yeah.
They've lost their minds just as much as you guys have.
They're the real champions.
Yeah.
So, they're heroes.
They're heroes.
Same. And with great power comes great responsibility, all you chat back people.
Come around hour four, I didn't think we'd be able to do this, but definitely in the future. And to be honest with you, last night I thought this live show wasn't happening because we were having a lot of technical problems.
We had some serious problems. We thought we were going to have to abandon this show and just do an extra long pre-recorded show.
Yeah, but stream it. Yeah. Nobody was up for that. Instead, we were all up for the 12-hour thing. Sorry that not everyone came on as promised, like Micah and Kevin. Ben came on.
What happened to Kevin?
Kevin told me he had a lot of homework. He said he could be on for part of it, but who knows what happens. Everyone keeps saying, making up these lies about Ben in the chat. Don't really appreciate that. Ben's my friend. We don't really encourage that sort of these assumptions that aren't true. But anyway, Alex and Brandon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give us something to talk about.
I have some good stories. Some good stories about Alex as a child. Let me talk about growing up with him in the meadows in Kansas.
The meadows in... Wait, I thought you didn't ever live in Kansas.
Yeah, I did.
Usually we don't let Brandon talk.
Yeah, now I see why he's not in the band.
He's... Oh.
Oh, that is...
These are jokes! Why can't anyone find this funny? It's a joke.
Because you hurt our hearts.
But you just said... Never mind. Whatever. Forget it.
Oh my god!
Done.
Something funny to talk about. You should tell more funny tour stories. I think because the summer was amazing.
The tour was great. I can't think of many tour stories though, other than like Ben running into cones.
Did we talk about that?
He did crash the car. Everyone keeps saying he crashed the car. It was
I wasn't in the van. I was in the van with Alex. That's when we got pulled over.
Oh, yeah, that's when I got a ticket.
Oh, yeah. So you bring that up, but I can't make a joke about Brandon. Okay.
You can talk about Brandon. I heard Brandon had some very influence, had some strong influence on why Ben did this. He's like, I'd be ashamed if you didn't, or something like that.
I would have, you know. I'm in the car, and I see this happening, and it's going to happen no matter what. You know Ben had his mind set on it, so I was kind of just like, you know what? I'd be upset if you didn't, and why not?
Yeah. So Ben decides to drive into stationary construction cones that aren't designed to move, and I didn't think I thought he was just gonna love tap one, just sort of like a little tap. He straight up drives right over it, and we knocked out our light and stuff. Did we ever pay extra for that? Do you know?
No, Mikey? No, because we paid for the ultra premium insurance thing. So no matter what happened to the car, right. And remember,
didn't you guys?
Basically, we got the super. Like honestly, if you ever go through Hertz, get like the super insurance because they'll pay you if like your car gets broken into or anything like that happens. And like each person had like $10,000 worth of insurance on them.
But Mikey,
so if like
Mikey,
Bent died, we would have got money for him.
Didn't we realize that we could send that car back to them in pieces, like completely crushed, and everything would be covered?
Yeah, the Hertz guy actually said to us, you can send it back to us in a box and
we want it
covered.
And we're like,
hey Alex, why didn't we get insurance on our van? I mean, you know, since everything that happened with the van.
I don't know. How come we drove into Tatooine and got our car stuck there?
You know
or
what?
How come we backed into a pole? How about that?
Keyword, I did. Not we.
Yes.
It sounded like a good idea at the time. I don't know.
But I got to give you guys credit because you're driving cross-country up to Buffalo, New York, then up to Canada, then back to L.A., you know, with a million stops along the way,
and you all came back
in one piece. That's a pretty good accomplishment. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And you guys had a great tour, you know, so.
Pretty good summer.
Yeah.
I mean, we came back, and I had, like, gingivitis, and Alex missed a leg, but we were barely in
Legs?
I only missed one leg. I only lost one leg. But the thing is, the insurance covered it, luckily. So.
Yeah, we got paid for his legs.
Well, that's very interesting.
Awkward.
I commented on Alex's wall the other day that every time I see a big blue Ford van, I'm always peering in it to make sure it's not Alex in the band driving around somewhere.
Your van is an absolute beast.
I think the best part of tour was just being able to I just enjoyed it so much, like the tour life, quote unquote. You know, you just have show it day after day. You check into a hotel, you stay the night, you have fun with all your friends, and you're back on
the
road.
Best Western was our friend.
Seriously. I'm a big Best Western fan now.
Me too, I am. Now, upon one thing, like, the sink is outside of the bathroom, which just...
Hey, guys.
It doesn't seem together.
Hey, guys. Remember how I said Celine was the winner of our contest?
Yeah.
I've sent 3 emails, and they all get bouncing back to me.
Uh-oh.
3, and I sent them from all different email accounts, so it's not my email program or anything like that. I even logged into the MuggleNet web one and still got bounced back.
Well, so, maybe have her email you and try to prove. Maybe she just got one letter in her email address wrong.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So, Celine, if you can email us, we'll wait another 10, 15 minutes maybe before we go to the second place person.
That's fine.
Okay.
I guess we'll take a few more callers. And, Brandon's very excited about that.
Brandon?
I love callers.
Well, good. You can talk to him. Here we go. Here's Dana.
Yoko.
Oh, hold on a second. Okay, we gotta kick someone out. JJ, I'm gonna let you go because, we are at our limit here. So thanks, JJ, for being on.
Bye.
JJ.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I actually left like 20 minutes ago. I was just sitting here.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, listening to it through here instead of on the other feed.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right.
Enjoy the rest of your show, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Bye.
Steve Cabell. Okay. Let's answer.
Who to call? Okay. Who to call?
Gotta redo this. Here we go.
Why is everyone saying John Noe on the freaking podcast?
I don't know. John Noe is not there.
Let me say something about
this.
This is MuggleCast, you guys.
Yeah, this is MuggleCast. Okay.
This is not Pottercast.
This is also a 12-hour MuggleCast, meaning this is not what a normal MuggleCast is like.
Live.
And we're trying to do more of a radio program here, not just Harry Potter. It's sort of an experiment. But anyway, hi, Lena.
Hi.
What's going on?
I've been here since noon.
Okay. And... awesome.
Yeah, I'm here with my friend Veronica.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I kind of actually had a point that I've wanted to bring up I've emailed this in to you guys before, but I'm taking a comparative religion class in school right now, and we're learning all about Hinduism, and I know that J.K. Rowling is, you know, very Christian, and she puts that kind of stuff into the books. But I found some interesting things that are connections to Harry Potter and Hinduism.
Okay. Like what?
For example, one of the gods, Shiva, they have a snake tied around their neck, and the snake is called Naga, which is kind of like Nagini.
Oh.
And the god Shiva is the creator and the destroyer. Which
wow.
is kind of like Voldemort.
Yeah.
She puts a load of mythology things in.
What?
She puts a load of references like that in, like Fenrir Greyback. The wolf Fenris from Norse mythology is the one of the beasts that's involved in Ragnarok, the end of the world. So
mm-hmm.
she's a big fan of symbolism like that. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, and the crying baby at the end of Book 7 in King's Cross, that kind of goes back to the idea of reincarnation, that maybe this baby was born after Tom Riddle was killed, and it carried all the bad karma that, you know, Voldemort Tom Riddle had, and that's why it's this tortured, mangled baby.
Hmm. That's pretty interesting.
I don't know if this was, like, intentional.
Oh, you're wondering if it's intentional. There are, like Jamie was saying, there's a lot of religious connections, but I don't know. What do you think, Mikey?
I would say probably some, if not, you know, completely intentional. You know, the names, like Remus, like, you know, there's so many different things there. Lupin, come on, it's Wolf, and there's so many things that, like...
This is unacceptable.
What? Well, Andrew, pay attention. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, I think it's intentional. What do you think, Alex?
I was just listening to the dance party that Andrew was having.
I know, it's a little distracting.
Yeah, I mean, certainly she... You know, yeah. J.K. Rowling is very well-versed in all sorts of literature, and she's drawing from all this sort of... I mean, the names are just the tip of the iceberg, if you really look at it.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, the form of the book, she's drawing from every sort of fantasy convention ever and putting it together to make something bigger and better. So the names are just kind of a hint of that.
Yeah, and I love that. I think maybe just because I'm a huge fan, I find connections in everything, but...
Well, it's really cool, though, I mean, because there's obvious connections to the sort of Christian tradition, but to see that she's pulling it from all sorts of world religions makes you, you know, have even more respect for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with Alex on that. It's nice to know that she's not just, you know, keeping a narrow mind on things. She's pulling from everywhere, again, with the Norse religion and, you know, Hinduism. And I know she's pulled from a lot of other things. I had a world religion class as I started getting into Harry Potter, and I found just connections everywhere with all the different religions and stuff like that. I thought it was really cool. But I never really went any more onto it. I never really, because there's all these different things everywhere for it. So, but it's really cool just thinking about how she's pulling from everywhere, and it's not just a narrow mind thing that she has. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like her so much.
Yeah. Is Andrew still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. There's a bunch of girls in my room right now. It's really annoying.
Whoa!
You poor baby.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, poor Andrew.
Thank
Who's
you.
There, Andrew?
Thank you, Lena, for calling. Nobody.
Is Becca there? Is Becca there?
Won't leave.
Who's in your room?
Shut up! Go away! It's Becca and all her friends. For some reason, they're all...
Becca!
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 Becca! Okay, Micah called me. He's ready to come on now.
Who, Micah?
Yes.
Micah! Micah Tan.
Go away! All of you, you're worthless.
Hi,
all
this is Micah. I'm not
in
right now.
He doesn't answer his phone. Okay. So, will you guys Micah. Seriously leave? Seriously. Leave. Leave.
Becca.
Hey, you guys.
All of you,
Can
hurt yourselves.
That I just noticed the new poll is which band is better for tour, Dan the Van or the Lincoln Navigator, and Dan the Van is winning 65% to 35%.
Yeah, why is that? We hardly even talked about Dan the Van.
Okay,
I don't know.
I think we should discuss this, Dan the Van or the Lincoln Navigator. Should we talk about this? Because you know, we're talking
we
about
this. Please do. Please do.
Okay, let's a little explain. So,
first of all, let's get the terminology right, okay? His name is Daniel Beastius Bugzapper. We call him Dan for short, but he's got a full name.
Okay.
It deserves to be said.
And what do we
does
call him?
Does the Navigator have a name even?
I think I just called him the Pitmobile for a while.
2000 Navigator Limited Edition. Ooh, limited
yeah,
edition.
Yeah, 2007 Lincoln Navigator Limited Edition.
And with iPod connection.
No.
It's like
yeah.
calling your child boy. It's horrible.
with GPS.
Yeah, with GPS. Come on, it was a smart boy.
See, we only had ours for 9 days, though. Like, if you had a child only for 9 days, you wouldn't name it, would you? Because then you don't want a connection to it.
Dan had a name, like, day one.
Before we even got in the car.
Oh.
Okay. Well, let's explain the two cars so we can see which one wins. Lincoln was the one MuggleCast rented.
Right.
So it was for all of us. So me, Andrew, Ben, Jamie, Emerson, and Adam in that car. Although, you know, not all six of us at once. We only got five in at a time. And Dan the van, which is a very cool van. It had a nice little moon and a werewolf sticker on it on the side.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm making that up. It's right.
It, no, it so had... people would know that it was us when we were coming to town.
That's what I thought. And
The other way they knew when we were coming to town is it kind of smelled like you're coming to town. Like, you can smell it from far away.
Yeah, but, you can smell you guys from far away, trust me. Sorry. I'm
ready to go, Brandon.
I'm sorry.
Well, come on. It's because you guys rock so hard. But yeah, these two cars got us cross country. And obviously, Dan the van was out there for quite a bit longer. It's a pretty. I like that van. I rode in it.
Can I just say something? I don't want to use the Trump card yet, but I'm going to have to throw it out.
Oh,
we had a sunglasses rack in Dan the van. Did you have a sunglass rack?
No, but I do remember that. That was actually pretty cool.
But we needed to. Watch out for our PBTs.
We did.
You know what I mean?
The PBTs and sunglasses, if you're not wearing sunglasses, or if you are wearing sunglasses and PBTs weren't active, it's bad for driving.
Yeah. Micah Tannenbaum, hold on 1 second. Micah Tannenbaum's joining us now. Micah, where are you?
I am in Nantucket, Massachusetts.
Nantucket, Massachusetts.
Your last name is awesome.
Tannenbaum?
I love Royal Tannenbaum so much.
Well, it's not spelled the same way, is it? Isn't it Royal Tannenbaums, or am I wrong?
Yeah, I didn't know it is, but it's close, and you have an accent, maybe. I don't know.
No, he doesn't have an accent. Fair point.
I don't know. It works out.
Since you're in Nantucket, there was Micah from Nantucket. You do a little rhyme for us? For me? No? Okay, I'm stopping.
Micah?
Do a rhyme?
Yeah, a little rhyme. Once was a man from Nantucket. There once was a Micah from Nantucket. And now I'm stopping. Let's just go on. How you doing, buddy? I haven't seen you in a while, or talked to you in a while.
Who is this?
It's Mikey. Mikey!
Oh, okay. It's a little different over cell phone than it is over...
Skype.
Over the Skype, when I can actually see your name and see that you're actually there.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, man? No, I'm doing good.
Yeah, good. How you doing? What's going on in Nantucket?
I'm actually at a wedding. Or I was at a wedding. Just wrapped up.
You're not actually at the wedding right now.
How'd it go?
No, I'm not. It was great. Nice. Good time out here.
Cool.
Open bar, maybe? No?
What's that?
It's an open bar. It's a wedding. Come on.
Yes, there was some of that. Don't we have people listening? Or?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. You're of age.
Hour 12.
Come on,
that
dude.
It's cool. It's an open bar. Come on.
Plus, this is hour 12. There's no secrets on hour 12.
Completely.
Huh? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, what were we talking about? Dan the van or something?
And the Lincoln Navigator.
Talk about the tour van.
Oh, yeah. So the point is, 2007 Lincoln Navigator wins. Despite the fact that it's still being beaten, it's 317 votes for Dan the van, 154 for the Lincoln Navigator. So you're winning twice over.
So. The thing is, I'm so happy that all these people understand how awesome Dan is.
Now, I can understand it too, because you named it, so you should win.
They're throwing out the support.
It. Yeah. Okay, so
Dan is awesome.
Dan is awesome.
Someone just said that Dan has apple juice. It's very true.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, Brandon. Actually, about your obsession over apple juice.
Really? What were you guys saying?
Alex was saying that apple juice is sort of like fading in the group. And then I mentioned I remember seeing you purchase apple juice, and I also said I like apple juice, so.
Well, there's different kinds of apple juices, let me just say, because I'm a real apple juice connoisseur, and there's different kinds, and the number one kind that I've tried across the nation is very fine, and Alex will agree with this one, I'm sure.
It's very fine apple juice.
What is it? What is it? I want it.
It's called very fine. It's
very fine, from the East Coast, and we only had it once on this tour, which is surprising. It is very, very good.
And it's called Very Fine?
Yes.
Very Fine Apple Juice.
You can purchase it at Wawa, actually.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. That's where we first had our experience with Very Fine.
Oh, awesome. Yes. Well,
it's excellent. Yeah. I recommend it, too.
It's very rare. It's very rare and it's very fine.
Okay.
And is it very?
Very. Here's the problem with Tor. Is this, for those of you listening, this is every day in a Tor
place.
It's what
we really
all experience.
It's really like, true. This is the stuff we talk about.
We've had these conversations for 12 hours at a time.
Yeah. It's kind of, I like it though. That's what I love about it.
So, did you guys buy your tickets for Australia yet? Is that happening?
Yeah, maybe we'll put it. See, why don't we think this through? We're so dumb. The moment we started considering Australia, we should have put a donation button up. If we raised like $10,000, maybe we could fly two of us to Australia.
Dude, I want to go to Australia so bad. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, that would be very cool. All right, Alex and Brandon, any final thoughts today? Because I want to bring Laura and go for it. I hate to cut you off, but...
No, man.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, hold on. I'm not letting you go yet.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I want to say thanks for letting us go on the tour again. We enjoyed it so much. You guys are the coolest people ever.
Wow,
and
thanks.
No, seriously, it was too much fun. We've said it a million times already, but...
I love you guys. You are rad.
Love you guys, too. It's funny, because that first night, Alex was like, yeah, come over to Brandon's house for a party to get to know everyone.
Oh, that was fun, that barbecue, yeah.
Yeah, and... had a barbecue at Brandon's house. Brandon's dad was there cooking over the grill. And it was funny because we didn't even know, like, Brandon, Tyler. I didn't even talk to Toby that night. And now we're, like, all cool with each other. So it's amazing.
In your defense, Toby does look kind of scary with the dreads and everything.
That wasn't my first impression. I
love
like...
Don't get me wrong. I love Toby completely.
He's a pirate.
But,
I'm
scared of him.
But truthfully, yeah, Toby really, I have no reason to talk because I'm sure I look just as scary as Toby, if not more so. With the
beard. Mikey's got some hardcore dreads now, for those of you who haven't seen Mikey recently.
He does. But it's amazing what 2 months difference can make. I guess it was 2 months ago, right? July 15th? Wow. Yeah, it wasn't even 2 months. So,
hey, did you guys hear Harry Potter Book 7 came out?
Oh, really? No, I didn't actually.
I think we should talk about that sometime soon, maybe.
maybe. Once my head starts hurting. But, okay, well, thank you two very much for coming on. I think we lost the stream for a second, but we're going back. All the listeners are coming
back.
We're
back on. Are we back?
Yeah, I think we are back. So, thanks guys a lot, seriously. It was fun having you on, fun being on the tour. I'm sure we'll be hanging out soon, so.
Yes. Right. Hey, and if people haven't heard the music before, they should check out www.fightevilreadbooks.com.
Absolutely. I plugged it earlier, just so you know.
Okay.
And also there's a Wizard Rap out there. Actually, it's called Lord of the Rings Rap, if you guys haven't heard it
yet. Really? Oh, that's right. You guys are starting that band, aren't you?
Oh, you missed that. Oh, you missed the live performance.
It's going to be huge. It's Matt from the Whomping Willows and I. We're in a band called Shaman the Astons.
Yeah. What's the MySpace URL? Do you have a song yet?
Nothing's up there.
Nothing's up there yet. We're working on it. We're collaborating a little bit. But
Brandon,
we have a few live shows.
Hey, Brandon, can I explain to them how you guys actually perform and everything?
Yeah,
how
please,
amazing
please
it is. All right, I hope everyone has seen Lord of the Rings. If you haven't, it's cool. But it's a great movie and everything. It's a great book. And we all know the hobbits walk around barefoot. Matt and Brandon take their shoes off, roll up their jeans, and get up there and rap. At Samwise Gamgee's, there's Samwise 1 and Samwise 2. And it's amazing. They're barefoot there rapping because we hobbits. Yeah, we hobbits. It's great.
That's awesome.
No, it's Sean Astin who's asking.
Oh, I don't know how you guys could be any more hardcore, basically. You're putting out an album, too. It's called Never Say Die, right? Goonies Never Say Die?
Yeah. It's dropping later next year. We're dropping the album. You know,
Word.
It's going to be hot like lava.
You guys are nuts. Okay, well, we're going to let
thanks
you go
again
now.
For having us on.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right. Good night.
All right, see you, too. Fine. Bye. Okay. All right, fine. Let's get Laura in here.
Celine, the person that won the contest, she did email me. Check your email. There's some information there. Please respond once more.
Cool.
To us. I have your email, and I sent the email out again, but please respond to that email.
Laura's back now. I'm sorry.
Yay!
Why did you invite Laura in?
Yeah, we were. And Mike is here too, by the way. We were having problems getting Laura in for some reason. Apparently, Skype limits me. I thought you could have 9 people in a conversation, but apparently not.
Can
at least on my connection.
Yeah, you just need a good internet connection.
Yeah, I guess so. So we're wrapping up the show here. Jamie, you still live?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Jamie, talk
just
up a little
checking.
Thank you. Talk up. I can't hear you, buddy.
Sorry, it's my my computer turned the volume down. I have no idea why on my mic. One sec.
Okay. Well, you sounded louder.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Yay.
Great. So we're all here now. I want to talk seriously about doing... actually, I want to make it the poll. Do a serious poll. This show went really well. And at least we think so. Listeners in the thing, chat, do you think it went well? Say yes or no, right now. We'll get bombarded once it goes through. We have a yes, we have a yay, we have yes, yes. Okay, so I'm gonna make a poll. Oh, please don't tell me Firefox just froze on me.
Did it freeze?
Firefox definitely just froze on me.
Ustream seems to run much better in IE.
Someone mentioned that on the chat. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm on this shitty Mac.
Oh, wait.
You know what? It's working. It's just lagging uncontrollably because I asked everyone to say yes at once.
Oh, that's because everybody's all responding.
And everyone just heard your slip.
Yeah. What? Okay. No, that wasn't a slip. That was completely on purpose.
Okay.
I was just kidding. Macs are not poopy.
I like
Okay, everyone stop typing in the chat. Yeah, I should just leave the chat. I don't even know why I'm in there. Oh, Klasma's there. Shout out to Klasma. Nobody shouted out. Okay, now we're good.
Yeah, Klasma.
Okay, so as I was saying, this went really well. I'm going to make the poll right now. Should we continue to do live shows? Now, not 12-hour live shows. However, I could definitely see organized, concise, well-planned two-hour shows.
2 hour shows would be fun.
Two hour live shows once a week. And overall, it went very well tonight.
Andrew, imagine if we stuck with our original plan and done 24. We'd be halfway
through.
Heck no.
24 would be awesome. I would be so down for 24.
Jamie, you would still have 12 hours left.
Oh, it would just
Jamie, right now would be like, Jamie, listen. If we did 24 hours, right now would be the time where we put some music on. We'd all go get some food, come back.
For 12
and then,
hours,
and then Jamie, for 12 then, Jamie hours. Then Jamie, the next hour could be like, welcome to the Jamie and Mikey late night rock and roll hour with Jamie Lawrence and your host, Mikey B. And it'd be so great. We could have a little jazz playing in the background as we're talking.
And by about 2 in the morning, it would
nice.
Be...
And so we'd be like, callers, come
in. I'm so tired. Let me go to bed, Mikey.
And suddenly,
Laura, that impression Mikey, should I go to bed? Mikey, please, I'm tired.
Yeah, we do. We have some good jazz. We have like Charlie Parker, and we have all this crazy stuff. Oh man, I have an entire jazz collection I want to listen to now. But you know how nice it would be just be like there. Be like,
I know.
So,
it would be amazing.
It'd be so cool. But again, we'd have another 12 hours, and then someone would have to come in and relieve us for at like hour.
It would sound something like this.
Okay. What is it? I can't hear it. Too quiet.
It's too quiet, Andrew.
Oh, really? Isn't that coming through?
Can't hear it.
Up, thief! That's weird. Let me try one more time. It's not working.
I think if we did a 24-hour one, we'd probably end up start watching movies together and having people join us. Because, like, how cool would it be? Because, like, I can't even connect to the Ustream live. It says, like, connection closed.
Me.
Yeah, like, I don't even know how many people are in there. But how cool would it be, like, go, all right, everybody, we're going to watch... Harry Potter and Chamber of Secrets or whatever we decide to watch, and we all decide to watch at the same time. So there's like literally 1,000 of us watching the movie exact same time, and it's not just a lot. It's not just like a commentary that some other podcasts do, but it's a live commentary with thousands of people watching at the same time, and we can even take calls while we're watching it with people coming in. We can all put our tips. That would be like amazing. But again, 12-hour show. We did have the show actually planned out and stuff like that. So we couldn't do stuff like that. But that would happen a movie watching show would be kind of cool. Maybe we should just do a movie watching show. Pick a movie and we watch it. And we all just, everyone just,
Welcome to Knucklecast Book Club.
Hey, I just realized, I don't know how long we've been on it, but we are actually on the main page of Ustream right now. We are the first thing, we're the stream that comes up when you visit ustream.tv. So we're being featured right now.
Wow.
Very cool. Thanks, guys, at Ustream. That's pretty neat.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, it's because we've been online.
Yeah, I was wondering why the numbers were fluctuating so much, but now I see. So that's very cool. Thanks to them for featuring us there. We have a new poll up. It's not getting any... Everyone check the poll. Listeners, check the poll. Would you like us to do regular live shows? Choices are yes or no. I've only gotten one vote, though.
I really think a movie watching. You know what we should do? We should do it 1 week after Order of the Phoenix comes out. We should do a movie watching show. Yeah. And we should do a commentary with it. Like, I'm sure this one, this DVD will be good where there's an actual commentary that we like. But we should, you know, we should really go ahead and, like, do a commentary for Order of the Phoenix. All of us get on. I'll tell all the fans what to do. We'll find a time that's not too late at night, not too early in the day for everyone. And we'll all just, like, start the movie at the exact same time, no pauses in it. And we'll just go through and kind of, like, not criticize the movie, but just talk about it. Like, kind of what you do with your friends. Everyone's around, joking around with the movies. And be like, come on, really? Why is Luna Lovegood really being barefoot in the forest? Come on. She's so step on a rock. And that hurts, really.
Yeah, that was just...
I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. There's
You're
so
crazy.
Many... I am crazy.
Okay, people are saying they broke the chat and or the poll, and I think they did break the poll because I can't seem to get it working now.
Yeah, and there's just people just going crazy. I can't even read it all.
Yeah, so I think most people did say yes. So if we did start doing live shows, we would keep the call-ins to a minimum. Meaning, I mean, you know, we would still have people call in, but we would still do organized discussions on our end first, then maybe open it up. So it's something we'll have to consider. It would definitely be fun. And someone's telling me now we've been number one since 2 p.m. on Ustream, but I don't think that's true.
No, we've been number one, but we haven't been featured.
Right, we haven't been featured.
We've been number one for quite a while because we had the most. It's rated by the loudest
screen. Oh, wait a second. Now Brickhouse Live is featured. Oh, okay. Thanks a lot, Ustream.
What about screen thing is? I didn't wonder.
Thanks. Well, we're definitely winning in crowd volume.
Well, you know why? It's because Brickhouse Live is,
good.
Well, no. It's
well, and has video.
Guys, let's not spend the last 10 minutes boasting.
We're not boasting. We're complaining.
Whoa, Chris Perillo has a tech show nightly. I didn't even know this.
Yeah, so...
I should come to Ustream more often.
That would definitely be something to do live shows more of. And neato. So, anything you guys want to talk about for the final 9 minutes? I'm seriously... I really can't believe I've been here 12 hours. It's kind of crazy.
Dead on my
I can't believe you guys have been here for 12 hours. Like... I'm tired, and I didn't do the whole thing.
This may sound weird, but it
I'm naked.
This may sound... Okay, guys, whatever. I get your point. This may sound weird, but I don't feel like it's been 12 hours.
No, it hasn't. Obviously it has, but hours go so quickly because you'll look at the time and it'll be 3:15, then you look again, it'll be 3:27, then 3:35, and 3:46.
I don't appreciate
so
that.
Guys, do you know what time I joined in? Because I think I've been here for quite a while.
Okay, Mikey... Jamie and I still trump you in hours.
I know, but, like, I just want to know how many
easily,
hours
Mikey,
I put in. I just want to know, yeah, you guys got, like, you know, you've been here for 12 hours. I've been here for, what, 6, 7?
I don't know. About that, yeah.
No, because I got in, like, at noon, I think. I don't know, noon my time.
Yeah, I don't know, something like that.
I don't appreciate that, you guys. Stop.
What are you saying? That's what do you mean? Enough.
People are being obnoxious in the chat room. I don't appreciate it. Especially you, John Thrasher. Stop it.
Oh.
Wow, there's this nice echo on Laura's voice. She sounds so like, John Thrasher, stop it. Actually, you know what? I got here a little bit before noon because there's a message from Jamie talking to me about the live feed and everything.
Oh, there you go.
So I've been here, so if it was noon and it's 9 o'clock now, I've been 9 hours. That's not bad.
Oh,
for some,
cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good for me. Yeah, no?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
See, that I could, yeah.
Let's take, I'm still kind of disappointed I didn't get my ticket for J.K. Rowling. A little disappointed about that. However, okay. Chloe might come... Oh, Laura, while you were away, Chloe actually got a ticket. Got two tickets.
She told me.
It's
she
so
said
right.
That she was trying to give it to me and you were trying to steal it.
Oh, wait a second. She never said she was going to give it to you. She said she was going to give it to me.
She told me that you were trying to steal it, and then she told me that she was going to give it to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, yeah, then her parents had to donate it. Okay, we just lost the connection on Ustream. And I've been told by a couple of people I can't connect, so apparently Ustream's crashing right now.
I just got a message from Celine, the girl from who won the thing on Facebook.
We're not live right now.
No, I know, I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got her address, and she doesn't have Skype.
Okay, we'll just contact her after the show then and give her something.
Yeah, I have her email, and I have her mailing address too, so you guys can mail her like a t-shirt or something.
Okay. Speaking of t-shirts, still not got mine. Fail. Pickle pack.
Okay, apparently we're live again. I think Ustream's going down. I think Ustream has had it with us. I wonder if they've ever had 12-hour streams before. We were supposed to be on their high-end stream, or their high-end servers, but then once the thing crashed the first time, we got put back down to the regular thing.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know. What?
I think we should wrap stuff up. We have 4.5 minutes to go. Let's say our goodbyes and talk about what has happened and what is to come and how we love each other and all that kind of stuff.
Actually, what I want to know is who's editing the show.
That's you, buddy.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be you.
That's like a 4-week job, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah. Luckily, I'm in college.
Luckily, you're not going to have to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I won't have anything else to do. I got nothing to do. So, I think Ustream's really having problems right now. Are there people in the chat listening? Does anyone have the chat open?
I
have the chat open.
I can't tell. They're just saying so much random stuff.
Nonsense.
No, they can all hear. Everyone's screaming, "Don't edit, unedited," in the spot chat and the Ustream chat. It's like, yes,
somebody
it's working.
That's music to my ears, actually. Don't edit. That's the most beautiful thing someone's ever actually said to me.
I think it's because this was such a special event.
Oh,
you know,
sorry.
It was such a special event where it's a live 12-hour episode. You know, no other Harry Potter podcast has attempted something like this.
The words.
I think they want it to be a unique, special, unedited. You know.
Yeah, but it still has to be looked at a little bit. The words "don't edit a podcast" are more meaningful to me than say
"I love you."
I love you. Yeah, or like a wedding proposal.
Andrew, I don't think it's gonna happen. Someone's going to get down on one knee to you one day and be like, "Don't edit the show."
Now, like, if I had to choose between getting married or not editing a show for 1 week, I'd actually choose not editing a show for 1 week.
Well, I feel sorry for your future
wife. I'm with you.
That's Jerry knows. Jerry edits a fandom forecast, which I'm supposed to be on tomorrow.
You are.
Really?
Starring me. Whoa! Taking the show back.
What's
actually, I've changed my mind. I'm podcasted out. No more. I'm kidding. I wouldn't back out on that. Or would I? Okay, I'm cramping right now. Is that bad?
You're cramping? Where are you cramping?
In my stomach.
Well...
Can we have 900 listeners, please? I'm tired of... We're, like, flirting with 900. And we're, like, flirting with, like... We're at 880 right now.
882, 879.
People, call your friends and tell them to listen in. We need 1,000 people. We had over 1,000. We had 1,000 people watching us read a book, but this is not as interesting as reading a book.
Yeah, who knows?
I'll tell you why. Because we never posted this on MuggleNet. Yeah. If this was posted on MuggleNet, it'd be a whole different ball game. So yeah.
Actually, it'll be a whole different ball game because it probably wouldn't work.
It probably wouldn't work. Yeah, you're right.
So would crash it be overloaded?
Okay. Yeah. I'm not taking any more calls. So, Lucas, stop calling me. And Sam, stop calling me.
I got people in this chat room.
What are they saying?
They're
do
just,
I need to lay the smackdown? What's going on?
They're just saying some very crude things. I'm somewhat appalled.
I try not to read the chat room sometimes.
Yeah.
Plus they move so fast. Like, I give mad props to whoever can read these chat rooms.
Give me a headache.
They move so fast. They give me a headache. I can't do it.
I lost a connection. That's weird.
Yeah. I like. Wait.
Uh oh. They broke it again.
Ustream broke. Ustream.
These people are like, oh my god, only 2 minutes left.
I know.
Reparo.
Well, I want to be here for the big
Jamie,
ending.
Jamie, do an American accent.
Okay, connecting. Okay, we're live again.
We're live again.
Sorry, I'm really sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to have to email the Ustream people and be like, hey, it was working great, but
died.
This stuff happened. I'm shouting us all the way up right now. So let's see how much. Wait, we got to do a countdown. There's 1 minute left, guys. 12-hour show. There's 1 minute left since we started. The GoDaddy ad was playing. This is really sad. Are we going off air the second the countdown hits zero?
Yeah.
I guess we have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's silly of me. Should I play the final countdown now or after the show?
Wait, hold on. When you said the final countdown, as in the song,
Yes, the song.
Yes. It's the final. Okay, go.
Mason, thank you for doing the ads today. Mason's here now.
Aw, hey, Mason.
Hey, Macy Poo. How you doing?
Thanks for doing the ads today, Mason.
Hi, Macy. How you doing?
Thank you to everyone who's been listening for the past 24 12 hours.
Jamie, thanks for sticking with me the past 12 hours. You can go to bed now. Well, wait 10 seconds, and then you can go to
Andrew,
bed.
Andrew, are you playing the song we agreed on, or are you not playing the
what
song?
What song? Name your song.
The song that you said you were going to play, but then you were like, oh my God, I can't.
There's been a lot of songs. 3, 2, 1. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Thank you for listening.
GoDaddy.com.
I'm gonna sing along.
I'll join you, Mikey.
Yes, you're gonna join me? Good.
I don't know the lyrics, though.
It's the final countdown, that's all I know.
Is there any lyrics?
I think it's just the final countdown.
Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're leaving. Oh, I was completely wrong.
No. I think the only lyrics are like final count. It's the final countdown.
Yeah, but it starts with we're leaving together.
Oh, is it?
Mason, do a GoDaddy ad over this right now. Go. Mason?
Yeah, what's up?
Yo, do GoDaddy right now. Quick.
All right. Listen up, MuggleCast listeners. I have some excellent news for you. For only $3.59 a month for 12 months, you can get GoDaddy.com's economy package. What's that?
Together.
You know what the economy package is?
Okay, add over.
Yeah, it's farewell.
And maybe we'll come back to Earth.
To Earth,
who can tell?
I guess there's no one to blame.
Except maybe Jimmy Moore. Ground. Things ain't ever be the same again. It's the final countdown.
I'm on my mind
right now.
Okay, I'm playing like air guitar right now. It's awesome.
And still we stand tall. Cause maybe they've seen us and welcome us all.
Welcome us all. Oh, many light years to go and things to be found. I'm sure that we'll miss her so much. Yeah!
It's the final countdown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, you know what? It's not oh, yeah, yeah. It's Boom Shakalaka.
Countdown. This is the final one for real, folks.
Isn't the song like 8 minutes?
No, it ends in like, let's just skip to the end.
Yeah.
It's the final countdown. Down. Whoa, fade out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Okay,
Andrew, you're done.
See, I can't let go. I just can't let go.
What's
okay.
Up, Whoa. Listeners?
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Oh my God, somebody kill me. I mean,
Wait,
Stang.
Are we still streaming?
No, I'm just kidding. We're not.
That'd be terrible.
Dude, that was awesome. I am so happy.
Oh my
wow, God. That was fun.
Oh,
well done.
You know what we should have done? Dude, there's so many clips. Like, you realize there's so many clips you could have done for like the end. Like, we did it. We did it. Yeah. Like all these movies have
from like Dora. Dora the Explorer.
I'm thinking from Star Wars. Like, we did it. Like at the end when they blow up the Death Star and everything.
I don't
like. We did it. Everyone's excited. You know, there's so many endings.